Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now, this week is a huge vacation week. It's a huge holiday week. Here in the States, we just celebrated Independence Day, July 4th. Lots of barbecues and beers and fireworks. And today being Sunday, probably a lot of hangovers. It's also a very big week that people are just taking vacations. So there's two things that I want you to do this week. And the very first thing I want you to do is to make a decision. And I want to repeat that. I want you to make a decision. Because some of you, you don't realize it, you're undecided. Let me give you an example or a few examples. Some of you have decided very clearly that you're off this week. And I think that's incredible. I mean, you deserve the time. Take the week off. I'm taking more vacation time this year than I have in the past years. I mean, my startup now is about 4.5 years old and things are picking up to the point that I could take a little bit more time with my family. So that recharging time is very, very important. But even you guys, you need to make a decision. And the decision is, I mean, setting the parameters. When are you going to be getting back to people during that week? You don't have to. I mean, you know, who am I to tell you have to? But have you set things in place so that you can be truly with your family, your significant other, yourself, whatever it is that you're doing, you could be fully present? Some of us can't do that. And when I say us, I'm right in there. I just can't do that fully. So what I do with my family is I have certain times that I've set that I have to break away and answer some emails or make a phone call or whatever it is for me. The emails and stuff, before everybody gets up, I'm an early morning type of dude. So I get up early, have my coffee, sitting out in whether I'm camping or some beautiful surrounding, out on a lake or whatever, and just have some of that quiet time to get back to people with emails and stuff. And then I have a time of day that if I have to call some people back, I do. I'm kind of lucky like that because in the training industry, there's so few training emergencies, you know, like Dr. Castain wanted in the training room. It really doesn't happen that much. So I'm a little more fortunate, I think, in that area than some of you that are truly in deadline businesses and all. But make sure you've made a decision there. Now, the other group of people that need to make a decision are the ones who have decided, I'm going to work this week. Just make sure that you truly are going to work this week. Some of you say that you're going to work this week, and you're saying to yourself and everyone else on the planet that this is going to be a great admin week. No week is a great admin week. I can't speak for you, but I can't afford to have an entire week of admin. That's ridiculous. I think we're kidding ourselves. And when you make statements like that to yourself, you're basically saying that there are absolutely no needs during July 4th or during a holiday week. There are going to be needs no matter what, and there's certainly sales activities that can be done. Even if that very week there are zero needs, there are certainly things that we can do. But the last group of people concerns me at the highest level. It's the people who haven't made a decision either way. They haven't decided to be off. They haven't decided to be fully present at work. They show up and they're like the walking dead. They're going around and they're basically complaining to everybody else, saying, "Yeah, I can't believe, you know, I'm working this week," or even almost demeaning the person who's picking up a phone. I don't know why you're bothering to make phone calls. People are out this week. I remember when I first started in sales, we had all these old dogs that used to love to do that. Bottom line, they were just jealous of the fact some young guy was about to kick their ass. I mean, that's really the conclusion that I drew very, very quickly, and I just disregarded them early out. But you know, if you're in that final group of people that you just not decided, you're there and you're wandering around and you're not doing anything and you're just kind of piddling around and just nothing is getting done, I'm telling you, you've really screwed yourself both ways, because you don't get the benefit of working. You don't get the benefit of taking the week off. So please, number one, make a decision and be fully vested and committed. Today's Sunday. By the time you get in on Monday, man, you got to be fully on board whatever you choose to do. That's the first thing. The second thing that you need to do is send out some kind of email blast this week. And the reason why you want to do it is because it's a huge vacation week. I mean, how dumb is that for me to tell you to send something out when there's a high probability nobody's going to read it? And the reason why I want you to send out emails this week during just a heavy-duty vacation week is, number one, there's going to be less noise. Your competitors are going to Slack. It is a common thing this week for people to make every excuse under the sun why it is a lousy week to show up and actually work. So number one, you're going to have less noise. I don't know about you, but I enjoy having some efforts when I know that there's less competition. So that's first of all. Number two, that still doesn't change the fact that it's a big vacation week. Why would I still tell you to do something that on the surface seems completely fruitless? Well, you're going to get a lot of those out of office responses. Now, why would that be a good thing? Now, I want you to think about that. I mean, why would that be a good thing to a salesperson? You're not getting through to anybody. They're obviously out of office unless they're trying to fool you into thinking they're out of office. Well, the reason why it's a good thing is because those little out-of-office thingies, as they call them in the trade, contain gems of really cool info. Sometimes it will contain a cell phone number. Not that you're going to pick up a phone and call them while they're off camping somewhere, but just to have that number in your back pocket, you never know when it could come in handy. Also contains direct lines in there that you might not have had. Use that for the next time you're going to reach out to them. Many times you'll have a little note in there, in my absence, contact, and they give you a name, and all of a sudden you look and you say, this is the person, actually, that I've been trying to get a hold of all along, but somehow I got pushed off over here to this other person, kind of fielding the calls. So you might just have a higher level contact. Even there's some cases where you get TMI, where, and I shouldn't say TMI, because to me it isn't TMI, but cases where people will tell you, hey, I'm off on vacation, going to be camping for the next week or 2 weeks or whatever it is. I'll hear things like that. In fact, I'm correcting myself saying 2 weeks. I literally just the other day got a response like that. I can use that. That isn't TMI to me. When I call back, guess one of the first things I'm going to say? I'm going to say, how was the camping trip? Sorry to be creepy, but your autoresponder, you know, your out-of-office response said that, hey, I'm a camper too. Where do you go? And tell me, what kind of gear do you have? I have something to break the ice, to make that cold call get a little bit warmer. So that is one of the reasons why you want to do it. So my advice to you again is to make a decision this week. Do not write this week off as an admin week. That is a ridiculous lie that salespeople tell themselves. By all means, send out an email blast. There's going to be less noise this week. You're going to have an opportunity to stand out. You're going to have those out-of-office responses that can contain a lot of good information for you. And certainly, I think psychologically, it's good for you to make sure that you're doing some things this week. Final thing that I want to remind you, hopefully now that things have slowed down a little bit for you, is that we're exactly 10 days out from when our social selling camp begins. And by the way, if you slow down this summer, that could be a very good activity for you to do. Imagine that, training to get smarter and to get better at your trade. Because if you're like me, it's almost like there's never a good or an ideal time to train. But I mean, heck, if it's slowing down a little bit anyway, why not emerge from the summer a little bit stronger? And why not put some things in place now to start kicking your competitors' ass? I mean, not a bad thing, right? So what I want you to do, without boring you with everything that we're going to be covering, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/social-selling. yoursalesplaybook.com/social-selling for all the juicy details. But we launch on July 15th, and I'm hoping we can finally get to work together. So with that, folks, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them, folks.